our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's jump right into this morning. Let's All take right. a good look at the Book of Matthew, the 17th chapter and the 27th verse. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Nevertheless, lest we offend them.
Don't want to offend nobody.
No.
Go to the sea.
Go to that sea.
Cast in a hook.
Cast
the hook. We fishing?
And take the fish that comes up first.
The one that come up first.
The first fish.
And when you have opened its mouth.
Open that mouth up.
You'll find a piece of money.
There's going to be some money now.
Take that.
Take that money.
And give it to them.
Give it to them.
For me and you.
For me and you.
I like that.
And for a few minutes this morning,
well,
I would like to talk from the topic, the almighty dollar.
The almighty.
The almighty dollar.
Yes, sir.
Some of the best times I've had in life was with no money.
Okay.
And then some of the best times I've had in life was with money.
Yes, sir. Amen. It's been pretty good.
If I had to choose.
Well.
If I had to pick one.
Uh-huh.
If I had to eeny, meeny, miny, mo that thing.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I'm going to select the times with money.
You better catch that money by
The text this morning is for somebody out there that may be dealing with debt.
Come on.
Or may need dough for a dream.
Give me a little dough.
Or just funds to stay afloat.
Cold cash money,
if
baby.
If that's you, there are four things I want to pull from the pericope to encourage you and give you hope.
Pull them, Reverend.
Number one, money is out here.
Yeah, it's out here, Reverend.
I realize we are in a recession.
Yeah.
But Peter found money in an uncommon place.
Ain't no lack, Reverend.
Just because the money is not where you used to get it,
well,
don't mean it's not out here.
It's out here.
Go fish for it.
Fish.
Number two,
well,
Jesus knows where the money is.
He knows, yeah, he Reverend.
Stop depending on other people for your almighty dollar.
Come on. Now.
Trying to do what they did to get money.
Ain't working.
Getting involved in pyramid schemes.
I ain't gonna do it, Reverend.
Selling juice.
No, sir.
Selling girdles.
Uh-huh.
Selling coffee.
Too much selling.
Et cetera.
Reverend.
You ain't no salesman. Jesus knows where your money is, so hook up with him.
Hook up with him, Reverend.
Number three.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
Peter had to cast a hook.
He had
to catch the fish.
Well,
open his mouth.
Open the mouth.
And take the money out.
That's excellent.
Those of you waiting on a mighty move of God,
well,
gonna be mighty mad.
Yeah, you're gonna be mighty
because
mad.
Because you're just sitting there and you're not doing anything.
Gonna be mighty broke.
Number four.
Yes, sir.
Be responsible. Do right by your money.
Do right, Reverend.
The reason some of you don't have money is because your money mad at you.
You don't want to do right.
Peter paid his taxes.
Yeah. Right.
Pay your bills.
Well,
the almighty dollar comes from the Lord. Almighty.
The Almighty.
And when he give it to you,
well,
you know it's good measure.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's pressed down.
And what?
Shaking together.
Yes, sir.
And running over.
Running over, Reverend.
I gotta go, but ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
Ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Catch the hook, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Get the money, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You got to do something.
The almighty dollar.
Almighty dollar.
That's the dollar I want.
That's what the almighty dollar.
I don't want your money.
He knows.
You want almighty.
I want the almighty dollar.
He knows where it is.
He know where it's at.
Yes, sir.
He know where it's at.
I like how you said
that. One.
Yes, sir.
And get the first fish. You better know what fish you get.
No, get the first fish. He give you instructions.
Yes, sir. You better get the first fish.
And don't you stay around for the second and third fish.
There's more fish in this one, huh?
The first fish.
Good word, Reverend. Good
word. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you.
Reach it.